happening. I don't know if you understand.
Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
90603.
Repeat it one more time. I'm sorry.
90603.
First and last name, please.
Paul Feinzimer, Feinzimer.
Thank you. When was your order done?
Well, so the charge, the date on my bill is January 20th, and there's also a discount dated January 26th.
Does somebody else in your household use your card?
My wife and I both use it.
Okay. What is your wife's name, sir?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
What is your wife's name?
Cynthia or Cindy.
Cynthia or Cindy.
Same last name.
Okay.
I believe this would be under my name, though. Paul,
okay.
First name Paul.
Like
it was just last night because the hospital's all. Oh.
We would pass on Zoe and eat her right up. Let me see. They look like they're from the Rat Odin family.
She just answered my text.
Yeah, I'm going to say something to her. I'm going to ask her if she knows they're from the Odin family because they certainly look like they are.
You can find out just by Googling it.
Look, I'm trying to carry out a conversation. I've never seen her. Hi, Joanne.
Okay, I'm not pulling any order under the names that you provided me with, and I'm trying to pull it up with the number that you're calling in, and there's no result. My last option.
Let me give you my home phone because it might be under that. Can I do that? 562-315-5282.
No, sir, there's still no records being pulled up.
Well, how am I supposed to identify what this charge and the discount are for?
My last option would be trying to pull it up with your card information. That would be with the first six and last four numbers of the card. If we're billing you, it will pull up that way.
You said the first six?
The first six and last four numbers.
Well, can I start out with the last four? Because I'll have to look up the first six. It's 7967. That's
7967?
Yes. And can you hold on about the first six? Cindy, do you have the Visa card number? That's from the old card, the one that we just replaced. No, you gave it to me to shred. You have it written down somewhere.
Just a minute.
Let me see if I can find it from somewhere else.
No, it's the financial detail. It's the bottom one.
Okay, are you ready for the first six?
Yes, sir.
at 438412.
438452?
No, 12.
12, okay. Okay.
I'm glad you kept it.
Your first name is Paul.
Yes.
Let's see. It's loading. Okay, so I see an order was done on December 16th for $7.45 for the purifier. Shows that your account was canceled and issued a full refund.
What was this for?
No, not a full refund. It was a 50% refund.
Yeah,
for the purifier,
yeah,
sir?
What is that? Oh, did you say air purifier?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Right. I was trying to see like a description that I could explain it to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you correctly. My hearing is not greatest. So was the original charge $49.97?
Yes.
And was the credit $24.98?
Yes, it was a 50% refund, $24.98
okay.
On January 26th.
I do remember canceling, but I don't. What was it that I was canceling? Wasn't this just a one-time charge?
No. It's if you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed 2 times the $49.97 for that item.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So you billed twice. So instead, because I canceled, I only got billed once and I got a 50% credit. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right, then. And what's the name of your company, by the way?
The name of the website where the order was
well,
on?
The company that got my $49.97.
The name of the company is like the name of the website. So it's shopcrazydiscount.com. That is the company
Shopcrazydiscount.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your name, please?
My name is Brisa. B-R-I-S-A.
Bees and boy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brisa. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Crazy.com. Hold on.